I'm sipping.
This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, the only, the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right. Please get your fucking life together.
Yup!
What's up with y'all, man? Happy Thursday, happy hour, all that coolness. Hopefully everything is good with y'all. Hopefully everybody had a great day. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Tell somebody we over here and they should be here with us. I appreciate that. Once again, salute to everybody that's done so in the past. Numbers is going up. It shows. We appreciate that. First, I got to shout out the sponsors. Shout out to Rich Jewels. This is Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug here with Rich Jewels, the official sponsor of the Sippin' with Sammy podcast. Tap in with Rich Jewels, male or female jewelry, black owned, small business. Tap in with Rich Jewels, Sippin' with Sammy approves. Go to Rich Jewels for your jewelry needs. I am wearing a couple of the male pieces right now. I don't know the specific names. I got to get my new script. But whenever you see me with jewelry on, it's Rich Jewels, man. Small owned black woman company, nice jewelry, nice pieces, unisex. And I think she got a Valentine's Day thing that just ended. So check out, tap in with her. Might be a piece you can get, maybe on sale. But today is a great day, man.
Let's go.
I'm excited, man. You my folks in here today, man. I'm gonna let you start. You introduce yourself and we go around the table, man.
My name is Bookworm. You can find me at 369KW0RM.
That part
everywhere.
But
yeah, you know, like for those of y'all that don't know, it's on Phaser. Y'all can find me at 25.re on Instagram and UNFAZEDREE on all platforms.
For those of y'all that don't know, that means he already famous.
Go ahead. Hey, I'm Uptown Wiz, man. _ Wiz. That's it. That's all you need to know.
I heard that. What's the label?
Hey, man. Criminal Minds in the building.
That part. That's that part. That part. That's important.
Nice music.
That's important. Now, I said these are my folks, right? I know Wiz a long time. If y'all been tapped in, y'all seen him on here a couple times and me make mentions of how he damn near saved my life one day or saved me from myself one day. Bookworm was on, we just figured out, episode 46. Shout out to Sunny Brick. She co-hosted that joint. Shot that at the fire. Had some fun with Bookworm. But Bookworm has been on a few concert series, haven't you? At least a couple.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
You know what I mean? Done our live streams with us, always turning up. And I met Ree a year and a half ago at the festival.
Yeah, the Free Love
Festival. Free Love Festival, right?
Yeah. And yeah. I'm interviewing, and he on stage going nuts. I mean, him. Everybody is coming back, like, talking about him, like, while we record it.
Yeah, for real.
And then he just pop up next to me, and it's like, yo, you can talk to Ree real quick? And I'm like, that's him that just, yeah. And I swear to God, I was so tired and so drunk, I ain't even interviewing him. I just gave him the microphone. They just started wilding out. Am I lying?
Yeah,
I was like, no, do your thing. They was turned up. They was turned up. But no, I've been wanting to get you in for a while, so I'm glad you made it, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm excited. It's now, my first time.
Yeah, man. No, you need these looks because you really are talented and you really give good energy and all of that and the vibe. So
appreciate
people need to sit you down more often and pick your brain a little bit.
Yeah,
and see
I'll be
best.
Trying. I'll be having a lot to say, bro. My folks be getting tired of me talking. I'll be talking their ear off all day. So
nah, you good though. That's what we here for tonight though. But I'm gonna start with Wiz since you manicured this situation. As far as the label went, you know what I mean? You see all the talent running around the area, and these is two of the ones that you said, nah, they need a little bit of love from my side.
Yeah.
Why?
Bro, it's just, I'm all about sound, you know? And they don't sound like nobody.
Very unique, both of them.
Both of them. They don't sound like nobody. No matter how you can say Bookworm sound like Kendrick and all that crap, he don't sound like him.
No, Bookworm has a Kendrick pocket.
He got that pocket.
That's not, but that's not his.
Yo, that's not like that. Let me tell you.
That's
yo,
one yo. Fucking style of rapping no, that he does. That's sound, not all yo, of us.
Sam, you just made that a fucking plug-in. That's crazy.
It's a pocket. It's an attribute. It's something he can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But go ahead.
But the sound, everybody's sound is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, when they start doing the technology part, a lot of artists don't do that. Like, they do their own beats. They do all, like, the shows is crazy.
Yeah,
like, you know, what I mean? Especially book shows, crazy. Like
yeah,
these dudes are switching up. If you notice,
I be learning from
like,
him,
they learn like, from each other
as they should.
But you know, Bookworm older, so he's still developing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be a monster.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And if you notice, like every show that Bookworm do is it's a song you never heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. Book big on that, which is crazy because I can't remember the joints I've been performing.
Exactly. So every track is a new track that he performs, so it's like different, man. Like, I like my team. Like,
nah, you got a dope team. And shout out
Mello. You know what I mean,
yeah.
From Mello, shout when Mello come home.
Yeah, shout out Mello,
man. Man, I'm telling you, bro,
yeah.
We got some shit
about to get real, huh?
Yo,
no, I like to see you excited, and yeah. I would be excited too because right now it seems like for the last few years the momentum has been here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot brewing here. It's just like just work, get yourself in there. You know what I mean? Let the people see you because we're seeing dope things happen to people from right here, like mm-hmm. right here. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Even with producers that's been going crazy lately. Shout out to Swaggiano and his whole crew. Mm-hmm. Like it's crazy right now.
Yeah.
But as far as you guys.
Hold up. But the thing is,
okay, my bad.
My fault.
But no, because you don't like to talk much. I would try to bail you out. But if you want to talk, bro.
So we don't use no producers.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything in house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dope part.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The sound, everything's in house.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know don't talking too much, bro.
I'm talking too much. I'm talking too much.
Don't tell him too much.
He said, "Don't tell him too much."
Okay,
you're giving up too much sauce.
Too much sauce. We ain't not.
But people need to know.
They gonna know, but not right now. They gonna know, but
talented we are like. We in house,
self sufficient.
Yes, everything. The whole team is in house.
Vertical integration.
Exactly. Exactly.
They gotta learn about that. You nodded right away. They was like, all right.
Yep.
But and y'all looked that up. Nipsey actually rapped about it. He said, "I'm integrated vertically. Y'all niggas stupid. This ain't the weirdo rap you motherfuckers used to." Mm-hmm. That joint. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
But so for y'all, man, Ree, how long you been doing music?
I started writing music when I was in like ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's like five years. Mm-hmm. But I ain't really started taking it seriously and really like honing in on like my skills and stuff and learning the promotion and all that until like 16. So I'm 19 now, about to be 20.
All right, I like that.
Like five years.
And you a drill team baby.
Yeah, I've been making music all my
life. Grandma had you out there on the line, get it right.
I can say officially though, like when I officially made the decision that I wanted to rap, is that time I seen Lil Wayne came out that red Bugatti.
Mm.
That was it.
Okay.
So I wouldn't do that, and that was it.
Visuals matter. We had a whole generation of motherfuckers
that shit,
like, I saw the drug dealers.
That motherfucker came out of red Bugatti. That shit caught on fire. Said, boom.
He's like, yeah, that's life right there. And it's crazy because what I bet you was in the Saturn. So he was willing to work. He said, "I'm gonna get my Bugatti, man."
Visuals matter, man.
Have a little gun, my coupe, and it had that joint had suicide doors, nigga.
But I mean, we take care of what we got, man, till we get what we want, man.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And then we start letting other people drive shit. Like, ah, it's insured. But no. But what about how Wiz approached y'all, made y'all decide at the point of y'all career that y'all was at that it was a wise move to move with Criminal.
I'm gonna let you go first. And
all right, cause it started with me. So, it was when me and Wiz connected. We connected at a studio session with Sandman Cannon,
and we was
in there. Yeah, shout out Sandman
Cannon.
That's my cousin.
My
we
guy.
Was in that joint.
It's the homie.
So it was like
we in a movie together and shit.
Yeah. We was in a studio, or whatever. You know, just listening to Sandman. Wiz was in that joint. So what I remember from it is like I remember all these pieces coming in and shit like that. Later on, now I find out Wiz bought all them pieces and shit. No, he bought them joints. But after that, yo, we had got each other contact information. Then boom. So then, what did I come to the session before I went to Seattle?
Yeah, I had Tech with me, and shout out to Tech and shout out to Josh. Yeah, I had them too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was my first.
The first Criminal Minds.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I don't know what I was getting into. I was at home, and I was like, yo, I need a name. Okay, let's do it. Next week, I'm in the studio.
I remember them. I interviewed them, too.
Yep.
Yeah, so we get in the studio with Tech and stuff like that. So that's the first time you heard me rap. After that, I was kind of playing hard to get because I had stuff going on. I was going to Seattle, and I was like working with a few other people at the same time. I don't want to shout them. So I was like, at the same time, I was in Seattle. While I was in Seattle. Faith. Yeah, shout out to Wiz.
Shout out Smoke.
Shout out Smoke.
Shout out to Smoke. You already know.
There you go. You know I know.
Hey, fucked up, yo.
Where was I?
My bad. Oh, you was going to Seattle.
All right, so I was going to Seattle. So at the same time I was in Seattle, it was people here claiming me as their artist. So I was like, what the fuck going on? Like, I'm hearing my name all this and that. Everybody like, that's my artist and this and that. So Wiz was the only person that was like, he gave me Chris Cotton vibes. Like,
rest in peace, my guy.
Yeah, I'm really trying to work. We're really trying to get somewhere, and not no bullshit. I'm not trying to eat off you type shit. I'm trying to work with you. So, when I came back home, I had called Wiz. The same day I called Wiz, he called me back. Kev called Wiz. Hennessy Kev. Shout out to Kev.
Shout out Kev.
He called Wiz for a slot for 11/22. Boom, we booked a slot, and since then, me and him been rolling. So
perfect timing type shit.
And since then we been there, then went on tour and everything like that and did a whole lot. So just in the midst of this, we found out we cousins.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
All
right.
Yeah.
So that's your cousin?
So
what's up, cousin Pete?
We find that out through like ancestry.com and shit like that, because you know one of the old head cousins that did it, and then boom, it all trickles down. Shit. So,
yo, the world is different. It's crazy, now, bro.
But that's a blessing.
Yeah.
That's
so I'm like, since that's the case, I already know what he can do, bro. And
because you already had seen him doing his thing.
Yeah, and he fits perfect for a different crowd than I don't.
Yeah, y'all not gonna step on each other's toes.
Mm-hmm. He's in there, and I'm here, so it's like it's perfect. So it's like, all right, bet. So since I see how he doing shit, I know where the fuck we going. Mm-hmm. So whatever he want to do, as long as he's sticking to his shit, nigga coming with us,
mm-hmm,
type
mm-hmm
shit. So
and that's why I fuck with y'all. For
yeah,
it's not a lot. It's a lot of people in competition. I feel like, especially in our city,
mm-hmm,
it's like people feel like it gotta be a competition.
I feel like at your age, you got a lot of competition.
Yeah,
not as talented
bro
as you necessarily, yeah, but it's lot a lot of people that think they got a vibe.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of competition because it was a lot of competition for me too when
age
I was coming up. And not even just at that age, bro. Like, nigga, when we was going through 11/22 and all that shit. Because niggas ain't even.
By then, you kind of was a standout. I don't know if you realized it.
I did.
But when you picked your head up, remember you used to look down the whole time?
Yeah.
And he still do it sometime? Mm-hmm. Like, I just seen a clip of y'all two on stage next to each other, and you was looking out, and he was looking down.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look up,
yeah.
The motherfuckers is even tapped in or bopping. Every time.
That was just every time. I haven't posted what I just did yet. So whatever the clip that you seen was the second time I performed.
Mm-hmm.
The actual performance
from the last one,
that shit gonna blow your mind, bro. I swear.
And we'll get back to what that was for in a minute. But yeah, I don't want to stop your stream because you seem like I keep throwing you off a little bit. But no,
that was my story.
That was the whole story. So,
yeah.
So how have things been since being part of the mob? What's changed? What's gotten better? What's the benefits of all of you guys being a unit now? Not necessarily just being on a label, but having each other as label mates.
I'd probably say it's like the unity in it. I feel like when people always see us, mm-hmm, we always be together.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
We always try to be together. Like, if he got a show, we try to pop out to his show.
Mm-hmm.
If I got a show, he try to come out to my show. And like doing stuff like this, we all together. We just always, when we posting up, we comment together. We do everything together. So people know, like, yo, we always seeing them three. So it really get us established. And I just feel like that's something that we don't see a lot.
No, I think it's important. And one thing that has always been important with artistry and music is we go together, we leave together, and we make sure everybody get back safe. Sometimes you gotta orchestrate it just for the look. Yo, who all going? Oh, alright, let me know when you get there. Niggas start calling, I'm at 7-Eleven. Everybody pull up to the 7-Eleven. Pull up to the 7-Eleven. We pull 8 cars down the street together. Like, we, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta do it for safety reasons and for the look. It means something when you walk in there and everybody lock and step. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got people with you that know how to fall back.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Everybody ain't the star. Wiz is great at blending until he don't want to.
Yeah.
He's great at it. Kev is the same way. You see what I'm saying? They the same way. But like, cause everybody ain't that. But then you have people like Bookworm, where it's a wobbler if he even performing. Like if you see Bookworm and never knew who Bookworm is, you like, he look like an artist boy.
But he don't.
But he look like he not about to perform.
And then he shocked the shit.
And you like, yo, he can do that, bro. Like, nigga, breathe. You get a crowd like, breathe.
Yeah, they do. Breathe. They trying to figure out my breath control, bro.
No, it's amazing.
But it's, bro, it's crazy because it's like, y'all think overthinking it because it's not even breath control. That's how I construct my set. I make it purposely so I can purposely breathe through that shit.
Coming from somebody that can breathe through it. People that can't, it's a reason that people make it.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'll be running and rapping my verses so I can breathe through that shit, bro.
That's like, part of artistry too, though.
Somebody just asked me the other day at the show I did in Scranton. Shout out to Fame Inc. Music.
Yeah, Scranton, that is crazy.
Bro, some lady was like, how do you keep rapping like that? Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, I don't know how to explain it, bro. It's preparation, bro. And like you said, the way I construct like my whole thing, I think about that shit.
You're intentional.
Everything is intentional, bro. And then I just put myself in the moment and just.
So do from it. When was the first time you got on stage?
I think it was at 11:22.
For real?
Yeah.
So what was
that? Yeah, it was some John. His name was like Mr. Mike.
It was probably like a members only John type.
How long ago?
I'm trying to think.
If it was dark in here, it was members only.
It was like 2021. It was like an all white John. Everybody had to wear all white. It was like a little.
The crazy thing, I might have been there.
You were supposed to come.
Was I?
Yeah, but then I think you said that you couldn't slide, and then basically it was a whole competition joint. It was like a modeling joint or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I had performed. Mm-hmm. I had performed.
I do too. Yeah. I remember if I went in that.
Son of 215 was there. That's when I first started knowing about him. Because I'm like, bro, I keep saying him, his name everywhere. Shout out to him too.
Yep.
So I'm like.
Yeah, sorry, it's my brother, way. My bad.
No, you good, bro.
I just regulated my hair.
You good.
Nah.
But yeah, I had performed with my man's Arway. And yeah, that was the first time. But I used to always perform, bro. Like, ever since I was in first grade, like, I used to do Michael Jackson. If you look up a video, Tyree does Michael Jackson, bro.
Where that video? On YouTube?
It's on YouTube, bro. You can search it up, bro. My mom was there.
Tyree does Michael Jackson, bro.
Somebody send that shit to me with a bald-ass head, right?
Yo, that's
my parents
hilarious.
Used to always shave my head, bro. It was me with a shiny head. And I don't even got my you know, like, the white dress-up shirt. Yeah. I don't even got it buttoned right. It's crooked.
Right.
I'm trying to hit the moves and stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm
little,
bro.
I know the move.
You can find it, bro. But what's crazy is once I got into it, bro, that was the first time I ever performed.
Uh-huh.
Once I got into it, they turned the lights off.
No, nigga.
Turn it down.
They turned the lights off for me. And the whole crowd, mind you, it's like first and second graders. They. I threw my hat into the crowd. Everybody, I just fell in love with that. I'm like, I like this. Like,
no, that's what it takes, though. Like, telling you, for some people,
I did it every year after that. year they start calling me Little MJ in middle school, bro.
I'm watching this little man. His shirt definitely like he just threw his hat in the crowd. That's hilarious,
bro. I used to study it too. Like, Michael Jackson was the first artist I ever.
So you threw it on cue. That was when you was supposed to toss it. Yo, that's hilarious, bro.
I used to sit in my room and just watch.
He definitely up there with a little shiny light skin.
I told you, bro.
Yo,
I don't know why. What's up with black parents shaving like y'all kids' head, bro? Like,
I don't know. But
every
why
time,
they do that.
Like,
put on a back seat.
I know a lot of people. Their parents shave their.
You
head,
got locks
bro.
Now. Your hair looks soft. What is your natural texture? Do you wave up? Do you? Is you curly?
It's like thick curls. Like thick I used to curls. Have longer dreads, but I bleached some joints too many times.
Burned them out.
Yeah, I had to comb them out. But yeah, now I'm on my restart journey. But
because I'm about to say, if like I cut it off, it's hard to brush your shit.
It's tight. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's hilarious, bro. Yo, that's such a bonus. I did not expect to just see this. I was not prepared.
Yeah, that's a fun fact, bro. I knew when we blow up, that it's gonna resurface, bro.
That's the thing, though. Like, I know that Bookworm puts a lot of thought into his performance, just because of his OCD.
But also, he's gotten great results from being on them damn stages, man. Yeah. like great results. Like you mentioned something earlier that you recently just did. Can we speak to that?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
So let's talk about it, man. First of all, let's do this before we even get started. Get out, man.
Thank you.
So what happened, man?
First of all, I just gonna say, bro, when we booked the slot, I knew we was going to Texas.
Talk heavy. That's all. Talk heavy, bro.
I mean,
I think you texted me beforehand. Was like, bro, we about to go to Texas, and that was before your show, bro. I remember that.
Bro, so I'm gonna explain what happened, bro, because I don't think anybody gonna get this. All right, so we get there.
The event is
Road to South by Southwest. It was Philly edition. So we going to Texas, right? Mm-hmm. This what happened, bro. So we enter. So I sold all 15 of my tickets. So I sold out for the night.
First order of business.
Check. That's the first time I first sold thing, out, bro.
Bring that's somebody crazy. That's going clap for so you
shout
already.
Shout out to all my motherfucking superstars out there. So I sold out for that, John. So we get in there and I found out I'm like number 2 on the list, bro. So I'm like, all right, I can't. Before, I probably wouldn't have said nothing about it, but this time I sold out my tickets. So I'm like, I can't go second because
my people, everybody
ain't even here. So then that made me understand, like, all right, that's why artists
see this last. that vet button pushing.
Yo,
talk heavy. So, I like it.
So I'm like, all right, I can't do this. Who called me,
bro? He got 5 phones. Yeah, he got more phones than the goddamn phone.
It's crazy. Yo.
Damn, can I take this?
I mean, go ahead, take it, man.
At it.
Yeah, my bad. That's a mirror. I don't know what she called for. She know I'm here.
Yeah, if it's an emergency.
Probably a fucking bug.
It's possible, too.
Just got me. Sure.
How loud you got? In an interview. What the hell?
Come on, hey, bro. We love you. Thanks for letting us borrow for a little while.
That was good timing.
Uh-huh.
What, it died?
Oh, shit. My daughter just peed on the potty.
Shut up.
Oh!
That's tough.
We should have recorded this.
That was a good one. We
still recording?
That was a good shot. All right, I'll call you after this. All right, y'all have fun.
The joys of fatherhood. Well, right there.
Bro, I'm busy, bro.
Right there. I zip your pouch, get situated.
Yeah, bro. It's fine. So everything's separate, bro.
I thought he was about to pull the strap, but he started dipping back. And I'm like, what's going on, bro? I ain't say nothing.
We good. All right.
But nah, go ahead.
I go second. I'm like, all right, we so second. So I talk to Wiz. I tell Wiz, like, bro, I said, I'm like, bro, they put me second on the list. I can't go second. I saw it up.
What?
So Wiz went out and he went to go talk to Kev or whatever.
And I think we keeping it, but go ahead.
Yeah, he went to go talk to Kev. And you know, Kev went and got it situated. So Wiz came back and he was like, all right, you got number 4. So the original time we got was 4:00. The show was supposed to start at 2.
Of course.
It kind of started. They started talking on the mic, but it didn't start with the artist or whatnot until like probably like 2, 3:30. So it's inching on 4:00. So I'm like, damn, it's just on my time and people still ain't get here yet. So I'm like, all right, cool. So we getting that joint. I'm expecting to go 4. We getting there. Artist. I'm hyping up, amping up. To go number 4, they put another artist up. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, damn, bro, I got to decompress again, right? Boom.
It's part of the problem with the
So they like, all right, we're gonna do an intermission after this 4th artist. Instead of that, I think they put another artist up. Boom. They like, all right, book, you're gonna go after the intermission. Boom. I'm getting amped up, thinking I'm going after the intermission. No. Artist. I think we do another intermission.
4:00.
We do another intermission. Boom.
There's a lot of reasons why this happens, but I'm gonna let you go.
Yeah, I figured that. They pushed me back. All right, they pushed me back to like I was in a good little portion of the show. It was later on in the show where I belonged at.
And they're having other arguments with other people that don't have the same goal as you.
Yeah. So
that part.
It's like they pushed me back because I'm like everybody asked me like when I'm going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like they pushed me back because they know what the fuck I'm gonna do about the stage, bro.
Yeah, use it as fuel. Absolutely.
Don't even trip. Don't put me. Don't,
we Gucci.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Been
so,
here
before. The next artist go after intermission and then I go after him.
Okay.
I go, it just changed everything.
I think somebody going before you after intermission is actually better than you going right after intermission.
Exactly. That's perfect. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, just to talk my shit after I go, you don't know who the fuck is after me.
Oh.
That's real. Niggas mm-hmm. keep telling me that shit. Like, that's not over. Me talking. That's niggas
over.
Telling
it
me
was
that
over
shit.
With,
shut
yo.
Shit down.
After I was done,
it was over.
When I was done, it was over. Sam, when I tell you, man, me and DJ Alamo shook hands. I got DJ Alamo to smile, bro.
Do I look proud?
Because he been here since my the start, guy, bro.
That's
since
hard.
Before I was this, bro.
That's hard.
He the one that pulled this shit out of me type shit, bro.
Yeah, he cut the, remember the, what you say?
So Sam is a part of that win, bro.
Yeah,
a part of that South by Southwest shit, bro.
I'm part of like, everything you do, bro.
Every fucking
head,
thing.
Because I'm right.
Every, Sam on the yacht, 2029. You talking about? We sitting with Sammy on the yacht. Like,
way before that, Wiz worked fast.
Type shit.
Yeah. Type shit. All you can say, right?
He said.
No, but like, that's hey, dope. Like, so they say after you, it was like, well, what are we here for? So what happens after that? How does it roll out?
Yo, after that, it's like, all right, it's
you
a
said
couple.
Alamo was going crazy.
He was smiling.
Yo, I got Alamo to smile, bro.
And you know, Moby's so cool.
He's serious,
so
bro.
He the coolest jersey. So like, this nigga don't get happy.
That's why he's cool. So I'm like, yo, I met
that's
Alamo.
Jesus.
We met Alamo on
and
the
Alamo's
tour.
A great nigga.
So yeah. He cool. Oh, I know I irritated him on the Shade 4 Frob tour because I had too many songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, when I came this time, I had reintroduced myself. He remembered who I was and everything. So when I, that was way before the, when I was giving him my USB.
You introduced yourself as if.
Yeah, just like, I'm Bookworm and we went on tour together.
With the humbleness of knowing that he may not have remembered.
Yeah,
you.
Like he might not remember because he do a lot of shit. We all do
a
lot of shit.
I think that's important to say because people don't understand humbleness.
Yeah, like we all go through a lot of shit, so he might not remember.
Exactly.
So it's like, I know he might not, but I know he can remember because I irritated it. It's not about, it's how a motherfucker make you feel. You remember
that
shit.
You can't remember
that
shit.
So,
the entourage thing, you want them to remember, you ask for something weird to drink.
They said,
yes.
I'm a drink. So this time I was like, it was my purpose to like get him to kind of drop his guard.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, when I got up there, the first thing I did was go shake his hand.
Absolutely.
Because it was just like,
First of all, the first thing y'all do when y'all performing in the
fucking
building
DJs.
Is go fucking acknowledge the DJ.
Real
let
shit.
Let him know who you are and ask him if he needs anything from you right now and let you know when he does, if not.
Because they the ones that's going
to
do it for you.
I took his ass to drink to kill him.
As you should. As you should.
Go,
that's
bro.
Your job.
Yeah, here you go.
That's
bro.
Your job.
Yeah, bro. So, like now after I did that, bro, I posted it.
Man, we gonna put it on a rider, and we just gonna pass off the bottle that they bought.
I posted it that I posted that because I'm not sharing too much footage on it because I don't want to. I'm taking this.
Situation.
I'm taking this to Texas too, so I don't want to put it on the internet yet. And
look
you know,
at you acting like you do stand up.
Huh? What you mean?
Either comedians don't want you to see their shit if they gonna do it again type shit.
Oh shit. Look, that's that Chris in me, right? All right. So, that's probably Chris talking to me. So hold it,
crazy.
Hold it, bro, hold it. So, because I don't want, because that shit is, it's that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck, I got lost again.
Nah, you good.
Let's go to the next one.
No. We was talking about the progression of what happened after, up until they announced what happened. So you were saying that you had ingratiated Alamo from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And that came from the smiling.
Yeah,
part,
so it
right.
was like I was after that I was able to control the environment type.
Mm.
So normally like you know DJs they get right to it, they press the play. I was able to tell them like hold on,
there's
let
a
me
respect level here.
Let
now.
Me warm up a little bit before. So I was able to warm up a little bit, do my little 8 bars, turn around, like go ahead, let's start this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna start this. Alamo just fall back, his hands in his pocket. That's all he gotta do.
Mm-hmm. Because the set is situated.
It's situated, but not right. just that. He get to listen to my set. The engineer in the fucking back get to listen to my set because all he got to do is, he ain't probably even got to do nothing. EQ my shit to a little bit. Put that shit down. You can enjoy the show.
Listen to the vet talk.
Bro, it's my time, bro. It's my
and
time.
A lot of that stuff, I be watching.
Bro,
I be learning, bro.
All
you
of that shit is important,
bro. I be learning.
It's my time, man. Shout out to OIC Philadelphia and Freedom Thinkers Collab, bro.
Absolutely.
And fucking Hennessy Kevin and... fucking yes. Hookmaster Jazz, bro. Like right Free. Now, I'm in that joint. Freeway. I'm in that joint learning about audio engineering and shit like that,
mm-hmm.
bro. I'm gonna take this shit to the fucking stars, bro.
Nah, it's over for these motherfuckers.
It's been over since Saturday.
Fuck, I like that, yo. This is the word I've been waiting on, nigga. I'm serious, bro. I don't know if y'all watching this.
Humbly, like, but I'm about to
get on my cam, bro.
It's over. This shit that we came up, bro. I came through this shit in Philly and all this shit, and there's a lot of shit niggas let slide. And I ain't even letting that shit slide no more. If niggas want to rap, we gonna rap. And niggas gonna perform, we gonna perform. This internet shit is taking over too much.
You should be above the madness, mentally. You still part of the struggle with all the rest of us. Like, we still gotta go through. We still see the bullshit. Together, motherfuckers still gonna say what they gonna say. But mentally, you should be on your next plateau.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, the next thing for us, man, is sell out my own shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I firmly Soon believe come. That mm-hmm. after Soon come. After South by Southwest,
it's gonna get crazy.
It's gonna get crazy because what I'm gonna do down there, my goal is to get. Is to get as many people to call Wiz to book me to perform.
So what happens? Exactly. They announce like, yo, how do they announce that you won? Oh,
we get a championship.
What's the room?
It's the
Soho Lounge.
Soho Lounge.
It's the Rep Your State, right?
Rep Your State. It's called Rep Your State.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's Soho Lounge. It's on 18th March 18th at 8:00. But
that night, what did they say?
The night of the finalists did a finalist thing. So they pulled me up there first. They pulled up Combat Pretty. So Combat Pretty is my classmate in OIC, whatever. Mm-hmm,
So that's folk.
Yeah, so she liked that.
It's a female.
Yeah, female.
Dope.
So then we had Eli and we had
Eli who?
He's from Indiana.
Okay, yeah, I was making sure it wasn't Capella because that's the home.
Yeah, no,
I knew Eli the home.
Then it was talented as it up. Was North guy. What's his name? Don't do this to me, bruh.
We got 7 phones. That one ain't charged.
It's all they all charged. It's just loaded fast. But his name North guy is North guy something on Instagram, and I seen him twice. So they had us. They had us up. North guy Holy Ghost.
Okay.
All right. So I seen Holy Ghost twice because he was at the Shade for Five John too.
Mm-hmm.
So he became a finalist. And
when you're moving, you see people that's moving all the time.
So they at first before we got up on the stage, they did like a little discussion of I guess the four they was gonna pick to come mm-hmm. up. They did that, then they picked up their four. So then they did like a crowd participation type thing.
Right.
So mind you, I sold out. A lot of people that bought my tickets had left already.
Mm.
We do the crowd participation thing. I still won.
Yeah.
I still won that crowd participation. And that was it after that.
And they said, Bookworm.
They said Bookworm. And for me, it's like, I knew I was going to win. But it's for me to just, because at the same time, I still got competition. I might not win. But I know I'm going to win. But I might not win. But I know I'm going to win. So it's like, easy. I still got to just stay humble because you don't know who niggas know.
Because
at the end of the day, it's still about the politics of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But them niggas don't know who I know.
Nah, not at all. They don't even know I'm in your back pocket.
Real shit.
I'm in the fifth pocket.
That's what I'm
in the front.
They don't even know who I know.
I was in the background. Like,
I don't need a lot of space, but when I pop out, it's something in there.
Real rap. So it's like it's just a whole different level. It's just a whole different level of artistry. When I saw like I can't. They going to Carolina, bro. I can't wait to see who they pull out of Carolina to go against me.
I heard that. That's so dope, bro, man. I'm excited for you.
Shout out to Combat Pretty, bro, and all that, bro. But she my classmate, right?
Uh-huh.
We in there. So Kev is one of my teachers, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We in there. Kev talk about the South by Southwest
thing. I peeped
the
whole situation. Yeah.
He talking about the South by Southwest
thing. I follow all y'all.
So she booked the slot for the drone.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. Respectfully, she and the joint. This my show. Everybody come to my show.
She was talking heavy. She should though.
No, she should.
She was in second place.
But I'm in that bitch like, nah, bro, that's my show. They just opening up for me, bro. They just opening up for me because that's my show. Because I am the show, bro.
All right, Icarus.
Talk heavy.
Hey, you know I'm gonna talk, bro.
Talk heavy.
Come see me.
I've been waiting.
Come see me.
Now, when I say Icarus, I know you can't help but to mentally always be checking yourself. Mm-hmm. So when you talking heavy, there's a balance there, whether people know it or not. Because
no, like he's kind of like he a little computer, like it's different.
We literally have to pull this part out of him for years now.
Yes.
For years now.
Yes.
The stage he's always willing to do. But he always looked like
I ain't talked, bro. I never talked before,
never
bro.
Never talked, bro. Like never.
He was high
before.
When I met him, he ain't talked.
Bro, I had studio session with him. Like I'm sitting there talking bro, the whole time. Got great record with K too.
That's all the way.
Yeah. I listen to that joint every day, bro. That joint's down my notes.
Crazy thing is, she just had a session a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, how was it? She nice?
Man, we got another.
On some real stuff. I didn't know when I got in these classes, I didn't know that I've been an engineer all
the time. Whole time.
The whole time.
Exactly.
So,
bro.
On some real shit, when I graduate, y'all ready to get in the studio? Come.
No, let me know, man. We're going to get busy anyway. We need to always be.
I got Pro Tools.
Y'all got records together?
Yeah, bro.
Nigga,
we
got like
six songs.
It's
a couple of
jokes.
Nice
song
together.
We got a few songs, yo.
All right. I would have thought about two. So six is beautiful. Six is beautiful. That's perfect. But we gotta let Reed talk real quick because we like to talk.
Oh, no. It's
and
cool,
he been,
bro.
He been
it's
with
cool.
the ad lib. No, your ad lib gave me. But you the prodigy. Like you the one that like. Bookworm and others will carry the situation, but you gotta be Wayne in this shit. Like you gotta be the one to blow it all the way
this
up.
Nigga,
I just freestyled over a Wayne.
He gotta be the one when I'm ready to be like, all right, and bet I'm going to the next thing. He gonna carry.
Not
that
even
shit.
That. Can't even wait till that.
That's what
bro.
I'm saying. It's not even gonna be like it's
Kendrick
not
was J Rock hype man. J Rock crashed. Kendrick took the fuck off, and we still love J Rock. You see what I'm saying? You don't. Right. It ain't no waiting thing. It's get busy.
Let's get busy.
You supposed to wait till you go platinum for him to go platinum? Nah, nigga, let it go.
It's good though, but I'm Wayne though. So
nah, but listen. However y'all want to break it down. However y'all want to break it down, because after Wayne, there was a Drake and a Nicki.
It Travis.
Exactly.
So keep talking. So and he's still good. He still lands in a dope exactly. spot. But what is your mentality when you approach your music? What do you consider the energy that you give in your music? Like let's get into your brain a little bit when it comes to your creations, because you get generations of people to say, yo, I fucks with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you a baby.
Yeah, that's good.
You half my age, bro.
Yeah. I feel like that come from my parents, bro.
I like it.
Like, ultimately, like, my parents, because they always told me, like, yo, it's a lot of people. And I seen it, like, from a young age. I just feel like I'm always in tune in my surroundings, and I notice things that other people don't notice. So, like, I'm hearing everybody's music, and I'm seeing how everybody trying to appear and everything, and I'm like, yo, everybody the same, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
how and everybody's noticed, trying to appear is crazy. But go
right?
ahead. Go ahead.
And as I was growing up, like, I just noticed, like, just me being myself, like, people try to make me feel like I was weird for that or something. Like, you know, they try to shun it, and I'm like, no. And it really took for, like, my sister, shout out my sister, like, and a lot of people in my family would tell me, like, bro, just be you, bro. And especially, like, my dad, when I started making music, he was like, you can make music, because he ain't really a fan of hip-hop, but he was like, just stay true to yourself. Like,
bro,
don't try to follow nobody else's lane.
You've been
like,
thorough for a while. I could smell
I don't even know how I started
I
doing
smell
this
that
shit,
on
bro.
You, bro.
I just,
you've been
like,
thorough as a person for a while. So they was right.
Yeah, so that's he just saying. Told me stay true to myself, and that's just what I do. Like, I just try to bring, I look up to people like X and Uzi and like all them, like, when they performing and stuff, I just like energy. So it's like, that was a big thing for me. So when I'm making music and stuff, I just try to think about how I'm feeling, and I don't try to make music when I'm in low energy and low vibrations. I try to make music when I'm feeling good and when I got stuff going on and everything, and I'm like, yo, I feel like the man. I try to make music like that because I just want other people to feel that energy, you know. So like when I perform, people always tell me like, yo, bro, you always leave your energy in the room. Like,
absolutely.
And that's one thing you said that I seen
that.
And shout out to y'all last time for mentioning me too. I just try to leave my energy, bro. Like, and people feel it. So I feel like that's what people reciprocate. I give good energy and people realize that and they fuck with me. So
though it's something that I want to say comes naturally to you, but it's also something, like you said, you've been doing this for a long time. You got the instant gratification from being on stage at a young age, which is something that we all get addicted to at some point, right?
Yeah.
But, like, the thing about it is, like, you really have an infectious energy, that's a gift and a blessing in itself. No matter how long you worked on it, it's plenty of motherfuckers that was working on being funny their whole life. They're just assholes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like you have a gift and a blessing. Like, you get an immediate response. You get energy. You get to change people's moods. Similar to, like I said earlier, like about stand-up comedians. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a blessing in that, and you're realizing it very early.
Yeah.
Now, we come from hip hop. Niggas been 16 the whole time hip hop existed. Like, it's just not really that extreme. But at your progression rate, you see what I'm saying? The things that you saying that you learning from these guys and the places you just said you was out. Well, you said you was at tearing the state. Scranton. And like, you see what I'm saying? Only way is up. It ain't gonna go backwards unless you let it.
Yeah, I realize, like, people, as I'm doing these shows and like networking and stuff, I start meeting everybody, and I start, like you said, like, I'm realizing, because everybody telling me, I'm like, yo, these strangers, these grown men, bro, they, I go on the stage and they bricking me straight face, me mugging. Then when I'm done, they come to, yo, young, you hot, bro. And they telling me, like, yo, keep going, like, you gonna be something. And they ask me how old I am. Like, and I tell them, they like, yo,
bro,
like, bro, you gonna be nice, bro. So I
you
just
like a
12-year-old
7-footer right now, bro. Your upside is phenomenal. Yo. Do you agree? Because you know him better than I do. You see more out of him than me.
Yeah, but I really, like, be watching everything that he do, for real. Like, that's, I'll probably say he the only, like, I say, what's the term, upcoming artist that's not really, you know what I'm saying, like, no, that I look up to, bro. Because I feel like he was the first person I gravitated towards. I'm like, all right, we alike in some ways, but we different in some ways. And right. I like that, because I can learn things from him that I didn't know. And it's just certain things that I like to see when he perform, and the way his cadence is, and when he make music, I'm just like, all right, that's tough. And I see the way that people respond to certain things he do on stage, and I try to, you know, like, incorporate my own style and use that too as fuel to just make myself better too. And I'm always giving props, because he really helped me out a lot. Like,
I like
a lot with on socials, like, all types of shit.
I ain't gonna lie, one of the burdens as a performer is you don't watch shows the same anymore. You could be at a Lil Wayne show and you're looking at the behind, like, you acting like you backstage. You try to see where the tricks come in and where the, what, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know momentum, you know certain things. You can see when they probably switch something.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you can tell how the energy going towards the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
When the crowd might not be noticing it, but you like, I've been not there, but I've been there before. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to learn how to what's the name. So now I'm just thinking the whole show. Is that a thing? That's true?
It is, but I learned how to turn that off.
Do you? Because I can't, bro.
Because there's a certain point where you start overthinking it. And you don't enjoy
you do.
The show.
Yes, you do. So, but even if you emulate it, you're not going to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It would never be that way. Like, you can appreciate the way that somebody addresses their crowd in between their records. Shout out to Rhythm HB, somebody that's great at that, talking to a crowd. You know what I mean? Bruno Brown is another one, as a rapper, that
shout out to Bruno.
Bruno start talking his little shit.
Hey, shout out to y'all, because I just learned how to do that.
But no, these are things that you learn from other people, and you be like, damn, that's the thing that I want to tweak a little bit. Like where you could go to the hole, and you like, now I need a pull up.
That's why I did that with Kendrick's performance. I think it was in London. I was watching. That's like a 2-hour drone. That kind of helped me enhance my performance too. Because what he does in between the songs, you know, he appreciates everybody for coming to the showcase and things like that, and just give love to the fans. I learned how to give love to the fans through my set, which that helped me win, bro. Just, you know, making the fans
feel comfortable.
The people, making the people in front of me feel comfortable, because I appreciate them from coming here, because they didn't have to come here. Exactly. They could have been anywhere else, but they chose to come here with me. So,
and while we running through my set, let's take our times and enjoy ourselves.
Let's take our time, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Let's create a vibe.
We're gonna party with the stars tonight.
Yes.
We don't really have a ball tonight.
But I've been to a Kendrick show in like the 8th row. You know what I'm saying? And it's literally a 2-hour performance, and the only other motherfucker on stage is a ninja.
Yeah,
that's bro, a samurai. Like, you like a samurai, like, boy.
Knowing how to perform.
That's what I feel like. Maybe. I feel like it's a lot of shit that goes on in the industry, but like, with the people really want, and what everybody really want, is the performer. Somebody that can stand up there for 2 hours and really entertain you and really keep you engaged and stuff like that. And That's what I want to be.
Exactly, exactly.
Who have y'all seen perform live that will get your money every time? You have anybody?
Earth, Wind & Fire.
You saw Earth, Wind & Fire live?
That's crazy.
I seen him as a kid.
How long? Oh, when you was a kid?
4 hours long.
Oh, I bet. Man. I bet.
That shit changed my
the
life.
The band and
I
all
said,
that?
Yo, I got to get in the industry. Like, since I was a kid, bro.
That's
so
crazy.
So, you know how y'all got dreams of being an artist?
Mm-hmm.
I got dreams of being, like, a big time, like, mobile of like, just management and... Like,
you on your way, bro.
That's
bro,
why it worked, bro, because we all
like,
got
it's a
our
dream,
own.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I'll be sitting back like, damn, who put this together? And, like, how did they...
Mm-hmm.
Like who flew him out here? Like, dude,
how do you manipulate a situation to make sense to be this great?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It takes a lot of moving parts. It takes a lot of brain power.
It's chess.
Sleepless nights, extra jobs, extra hustles, all type of stuff to make this shit happen.
Yo, dude, I had to learn how to play chess to figure this music stuff out. Like, I sat down with people to play chess so I could figure it out. No, bro.
That's
shit.
Funny as shit.
Bro, I'm not mad at you. I'm like, that's some weird shit.
So if you think about it, like, if you sit back and look how like Bookworm is and how Ree, like he just did a freestyle with Lito, right?
Yeah, just went crazy on Lito.
Yeah,
it's the reason why Lito. I put him there.
You know, that's my guy.
Shout out Lito,
the same
man.
Thing like with Book. You see why we did the contest, right?
Yeah.
It's you see how we went to New York, right?
Yeah.
So it's chess.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the legendary night, yo? I wish Ree was there that night.
What night? Which one?
Which one?
The night in Baltimore when the power went out.
Yo!
I seen a clip of that when y'all was when y'all and he pulled the camera. He was like, and then he just started spinning. Everybody
bro,
was around.
That shit. So
bro, that's
shit.
What I'm saying. When I see stuff like that, I'm like, yo, mind you, I'm like 16 at the time. I'm
I
like,
had
yo,
no water cut.
I want to be able to grab shit. People's attention like that and just do some shit like
we
that.
We was trying
like,
to get people to pull up and turn their headlights on. You had a truck in the parking lot. We was at a gas station.
It was a light.
And Bookworm was like, I'm going first. I'm going first. I'm going first. The whole time. We like, yo, chill. Niggas running to the liquor store. It like the whole momentum, the whole situation changed.
Chef told him, let me set up my table. I got to sell food.
niggas was selling food. Motherfuckers was trying to get the generator to work. It was a lot going on.
Yo, that's kind of lucky I brought vocals that day because we didn't have a microphone. I didn't take a microphone.
Yeah.
So I had vocals on the song. So
bro, it was
how God
so
worked, bro.
But that was one of them nights because, and I always mention it because like hip hop come from hooking up to the power line in the abandoned building and making something happen.
Yeah.
When that power went out, shout out to Kravitz. He came to me and he said, bro, either we can figure out how to like move this joint outside or I could get these people their money back and we just going to come back down here and do it again. And I'm like, then it's up to them. Take a vote. And that nigga said, either, you know what I mean, I can get y'all money back and we can do this another time or we can go next door to the gas station and all the women stood up and walked out the door. All the girls. Bro. So when you know once that happened, all the niggas is like, I'm still rapping. I'm still rocking.
Okay, where is that?
Bro, no, it was the most beautiful shit I ever seen in the 2020s.
It was on the top of the roof up, and everything.
It was on the up. It was a crowd on the roof. If we would have bought our lights, we could have shined the light. It would have been perfect. But like, you know, we didn't know.
Gas station.
Thank you for bringing that up because we've done a lot of shit and I haven't seen that memory in a while.
No, that shit was fly, yo.
That's crazy.
You ain't have fun that night?
I did. That's my favorite. We did a lot of stuff, but you just let me watch that like a movie, bro. I just got to see
it. I seen them clips, bro, and I'm like, yo.
It was outside.
Bro, because at the end of the day, you know, we want our productions to be perfect, and if they would have told us that, or if we would have known that whatever, we would have bought extra stuff and we would have made it a real movie. You know what I'm saying?
But ain't no shit happen.
The fact that motherfuckers was like, yo, no stage, no nothing. I'm going to stand in the middle of this circle with the gangsters and the bottles and everybody that went back to their car and all of that. And we had a piece with, like, bro, the cops was riding by the whole time. Like,
the whole time.
It wasn't about nothing. Yo, and we saw some great performances that night.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
It could have been bad.
It was outside the gas station.
Bro, crazy. It was black for a half a mile in Baltimore.
Who up next? Who performed?
Who performed?
That's crazy. Whole paper album.
But, Ree, what's your favorite performance you've had?
That I've had?
Mm-hmm.
trying to think.
Wait, before you go in that thought, can I go to the bathroom?
You can go to the bathroom. You can still answer my question. All right, bet. Perfect time.
It's probably between the joint that I just did, low-key, in Scranton, or it's some joint that I did at Voix on Cotman. Mm-hmm. And Molly Cobain was there.
That was dope.
And, DJ Crazy was there.
That was crazy.
Young Chris.
Shout out to Chris.
All folks. It was crazy. Like, mm-hmm. I just, as I'm doing like more and more shows, it's like I'm seeing it. And my dad just always told me, just to be like, stay patient, bro. Just keep doing them, keep networking. And I realize that's a big part, like staying at the shows and networking with the people.
Because
I
used to just dip. Motherfuckers wanna highlight you.
I used to just leave, and I used to miss a lot of, bro. When I stayed that night at Voix, made me really realize I stayed, and everybody, even if it was like 30 minutes later, people coming up to me like, yo. Mm-hmm. I fuck with your joint, bro.
You from
like,
a cool ass city. You gotta give niggas time to just wind up around.
And I'm learning that. I'm like, damn, why they don't fuck with me? I'm like, damn.
Nah.
But it's like, I learned. You really just gotta know how to work the room, and I'm just learning. Like,
explain the Scranton situation. Learning, what was that? Who organized it? How did you get out Scranton?
That was through Fam Inc. Music. That's through Ski. Shout out Ski. He been getting me on a lot of shows with Charlie, Businessman Charlie.
Okay. Shout out to Ski.
So he been having shows a lot at Red Wine. So if y'all live around Red Wine, make sure y'all pop out, cause we is doing something tomorrow at Red Wine.
So nice. Red Wine Jones be crazy.
Yeah. That's where I first had my consistent shows. That's really where I feel like I'm like, all right, this is a place I'm consistently performing. Mm-hmm. I start really learning myself, like, dope, what I need to do, how to, mm-hmm, work the crowd, what people like seeing. So I'm like, all right, but I'm here almost every month. Like, I think I haven't had a month off of doing shows since, like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, because you were money making Flash.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Shout out Flash. Yeah, shout out Flash. But yeah, it's like at Scranton, it was just everybody that be with the Fam Inc. music label, like, mm-hmm, they kind of resemble what we do here. Like, they move as a unit, and all of them, like, they got a lot of artists and stuff. So When we come in, we all come in together, mm-hmm, and everybody show love. So it's like probably like 12 to 15 of us, and every single person that perform, everybody showing love to that, right, person. So we get everybody that's strangers all turned up in the show, and it's like, I just like that, bro. It's like, it was just a vibe, bro. Like, mm-hmm, it was a good time. Like,
that's dope. That's dope. Yeah. That's fire. Like, I love that for you.
Yeah, I'm used to right, popping up the shows by myself, or if it's like my brother or something like that. Like, yeah, cause you know, like, I understand it if it's not people ambition and people dream, and you know, it's like, it's hard for people to go out, exactly, late nights and stay out, exactly, and be there at a live music. So I don't never get mad at people for it, cause I understand it's not their passion, but right, it's like, I know what I'm working towards, and eventually y'all gonna be able to have them VIP tickets and shit, be able to be backstage and get front row seats and all that type shit. So,
but I'm gonna tell you how smart you are. Like, I've had countless conversations with young guys around your age to about 30, and I've heard the same thing. Yo, I'm trying to start a movement. We be deep as hell. Niggas be bullshitting. I'm trying to start a movement and niggas just don't get it. Yo, mm-hmm, if niggas would just blase blah, we'd be good, because blase, just simple stuff like he said, selling the 15 tickets and, mm-hmm, having a crowd there, like, it's having 30 people there. You know, mm-hmm, what I mean? When it's a competition, makes a difference, right? Mm-hmm. The 30 people on the block when you leave the block, they still on the block when you get back from the block. But if you're not moving, mm-hmm, you can't expect them to move. They gonna miss money. Mm-hmm. They got kids. They got all, you know what I mean? Baby mama headaches, jobs, whatever have you. And you can't even get somebody gas money to bring the other two niggas with them.
I'm just, right, talking about that.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of people way older than you, bro, literally sit in my car, in my house, at the park, and say, yo, I just be trying to get niggas to move, and don't nobody want to move.
You know what,
and it's like,
you
got to start to move. I don't see you doing shit but rapping.
So what I realized,
you just rapping. You ain't moving nowhere.
I was just talking about that.
I realized
it's a real thing.
No. Like if you the one that's moving, and you like, you trying to add on motherfuckers, like, all right, say like, all right, I'm going to South by Southwest. I'm going, you know, get booked and booked and booked.
You going, right, Ray?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make. Yeah, for sure.
We out there.
No, because I got a school situation. I'm in trade school right now. Okay, so, yeah, but it's on a Friday. It's on a Friday and a Saturday and all that. So I should be able
to manipulate.
It's the whole.
You just gotta go to school every other day.
I just gotta get the cheese for the plane ticket.
I heard that.
Yeah, just get a ticket because I got a room. So
yeah. I need that's really it.
So it's figureoutable.
Back to that. What I learned about like telling other people like. You know what I'm trying to do and shit like that, and trying to bring people on. And some people you can't bring on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, like, everybody can't go.
Yeah, everybody can't go because it's just like it just can't work.
It's impossible.
They're not gonna see the things that you see. It's like you know what you capable of accomplishing.
Yo, so it was yeah. when you try to start adding those people, trying to start, you keep enforcing them and keep telling them like, yo, we doing this, we doing that, and doing that and doing this. It's a certain amount of time you can keep telling them we doing this before, like, if you keep holding on to them people, you won't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. But if you let them go, because they ain't trying to listen anyway. So if you let them go, you gonna keep going. So you can't just be careful who you add on to your damn.
Absolutely.
If they not in the same direction.
And you're responsible for everybody you add on. So if they don't make the journey easier, then they're a burden.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I gotta worry about you knowing when to pop off and not pop off and all of that, go home.
Mm-hmm. I don't need that.
Yeah, exactly.
Every 5 minutes, you got something scandalous going on with these females. I don't need you around me, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you doing too much, bro. Fall back. Wait till she fall in your lap. Stop chasing her. Like, we here to work, bro. Exactly. You know
all my niggas
mean?
Out there, let her come to you.
Exactly.
God damn it, that's how it works.
No, it's real. So it's like, no, you have to be super. You're responsible for everybody that goes unless they're responsible for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way it works. Because the constant thing is your name, your brand, and you're the only one on the invite.
Exactly.
You the only one on the invite.
Exactly.
I was just talking about that too. That's crazy. I was just talking about that.
A lot of people don't like to be the first. That's crazy.
Sam, I had to like, so recently I just went through like a little rut where like I was in a feeling where I didn't want to make music no more. And I didn't want to do anything. And it wasn't because we wasn't doing anything. We wasn't active. It's because like I was feeling the pressure of having a lot of money and a lot of people knowing my name.
Mm.
And I was like, I had to prepare myself for that because we about to get into that. So it's like that's a lot of pressure too at the same time, because
facts.
You getting into this shit, a lot of people gonna know your name. A lot, you gonna make a lot of money. You gotta really be focused and really know your shit when it comes to this.
Know
so
what to do with it.
It's just like I just thinking like I don't want to get lost in it, mm-hmm. basically. So I had to prepare myself to be prepared for when people call my name out of nowhere and stuff like that. So I was in it like it just felt like mud. I was in mud, just feeling that pressure, thinking about it.
I think that shit was so crazy.
Yo.
I think that's perception though.
I got through it
because at the same time,
so crazy.
It feels like mud because it feels like you're not progressing in what you were already trying to do before that situation.
Right.
But what you had to do in that situation was reset and realign and figure out some things.
Exactly.
And that's necessary to get to the next
part.
That's
what it was. So
that's not necessarily a rut. That's a perception thing.
Yeah.
That's a perception
thing. When the time
we feel like
around,
fuck ups when we not getting to the thing, that's but we playing too far ahead.
That's why Ree had a set.
We playing too far ahead.
Ree was running with the ball for a little bit. He was running.
Yeah. But that's what you got.
He was in the mud.
But not even just that, like not even because I was in the mud, what I figured out while I was in that mist, bro, I have content like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I'm not even doing nothing new, it's shit that niggas that never even seen that I can
absolutely
give to them. So it's like there's no downtime for me. Mm-hmm. Now at this point that we done did so much
so quick.
Mm. I remember he went to the West Coast, scrapped everything that he was doing before that, just started dropping shit about being
goddamn. I thought nobody noticed that shit, bro. How you notice that shit?
I remember that shit. I'm like, yo. So I'm like, where all the other shit go?
How you notice that shit, bro?
What happened to the rest of the shit?
I thought nobody noticed that, bro, because I do that, bro. Like, because it'd be different chapters, bro, and the chapters just get more important.
It don't fit you no more.
But it's in my archives, so it didn't go. Mm. It didn't go nowhere. I just wish I could just, like, The profile gotta look a certain, it gotta look clean, so I just can't put everything out there. So it's there.
So now that we here, what do y'all have out? We gonna start with Ree. What can people look forward to that they can go to right now after seeing this?
It's two things. You can go check out my freestyle on my page at 25.re.
Go check that shit out.
Make sure you go check that shit out.
Fuck that shit up.
Shout out Takeover Files. Shout out Lito.
My guy.
And after that, you can go to my YouTube. I shot my own what did you call it? Music video. I use my sister's camera. I had my girl and my man's my sister's boyfriend's brother actually helped me with that joint too. He worked with cameras and everything, and I just edited that shit.
I was there. It was cold as shit.
Yo, he had me on the couch. It was cold as shit. We was on the rooftop with Sierra Green shivering, bro.
He had me on the rooftop
trying to kill you.
It was like 13 degrees.
I'm like, yo, come on, let's just hurry up and get it. The camera like, battery dying.
The camera died. Everything I was like, going it's like wrong. No battery.
Wiz couldn't find the fucking the parking lot because it's
so what the fuck?
It's but cold, fighting.
But yeah, I did that job myself. Video. It's out now. It's The Real. It's my music video on my YouTube channel on Phase 3.
That's real. Hilarious.
It's a real video.
Tell them how to spell it.
The Real THE space REAL.
No, how to spell your name.
Oh, my fault. I'm gonna say UNFAZED. REE.
Yeah, because I've been calling you Ree the whole time. So yeah, you might have went to reiterate.
Unfazed Ree.
Right.
I'm gonna say it again. UNFAZED REE. That's Unfazed Ree.
Hey. Nigga, that's your tag. Keep that. Don't forget that shit, nigga.
It sound like yours. It sound like yours.
What's your job?
I don't know.
My name is 369KW0RM Bookworm. Yeah, that's me, boy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yo, I don't even know when I came up with that shit, bro. I don't even know when that shit came.
They're all numbers.
Okay, you know, I'm big on tough, my little bro. Intro shit. Yeah. So when I heard his, I was like, okay.
I didn't even know when that shit came about. Started. But it had to come about when I was performing with a band, because when I did, shout out to C Overall, when I did one of his showcases, we did a band, and within the midst of that showcase, yo, I was freestyling that joint because I was trying to get niggas, you know, to get in the mix. But at the end of, you was there, man. All right. So at the end of it, I'm just like, where they found me at? So I'm just freestyling my name in the track.
And then
so
you like, kept it like you just told him to.
Yeah. So it just come out. So now it's just like when I do my set, I let my son do it. Cause he tagged the 369KW0 Bookworm, so I let him do it. But if we do like a podcast and other stuff like that, it's that tag.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
So what they looking for from you, man? What can they find from you out here, man? How do they tap in with the worm, so to speak?
If you want to find me right now, you can follow me on Instagram at 369KW0RM. You can find me on YouTube at the same tag. I got a project out with Don DeMarco. It's called Turn the Tide. I got a lot of music out. It's Ragnarok, stuff like that. Spotify, iTunes, everywhere like that. But stuff y'all can look forward to. Y'all can look forward to buying tickets to one of my shows because it's going to be crazy.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give y'all the internet stuff, but don't look too much forward to the internet, because what y'all going to see live, it's going to be different than what you've ever seen before.
It's a moment.
So that means you got be there.
Why y'all got numbers? You got 369 and 25.
Yeah, bro. You explain yours first, cause I don't know.
Because they new generations. They just that's what I'm saying. The names don't even mean nothing. It could just be numbers.
But that's different. My name.
Remember the first time you saw XXXTentacion? You thought it wasn't. You thought it ain't spelled nothing.
No. So my name. I got to separate my shit from 69Tentacion because mine's 369K. So the 369K is 369 hertz. That's what that mean. The 369K that look like
a Sammy face. How about Sammy?
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you,
get into it. Yeah, the freak.
He said it to me this week. I said, "What the hell?"
369K is BOOK W0RM. So it's 369K. It's 369.0K.
Mm-hmm.
Per beat.
That's what's up.
So I had it right over my head. I swear to God, I had my glove up. I had my glove up. Where's it? Went right over my head.
369 hertz.
You think too much.
What's yours? It looks like Bookworm.
No, it is Bookworm.
It is that.
Essentially,
so
it's Bookworm.
It has to be that because I have to separate myself from what Bookworm already is established. Bookworm is Bookworm. That's Bookworm, whatever Bookworm was in the past and this and that. I am the Bookworm, period.
I'm about to say, can I tell you a secret? And we can wrap it on this. I got one more thing for Wiz.
Hold on. We got to get Reed, too. What's 25 for?
25.
Yeah, what was that?
That's just, bro, first of all, that's the day I was born on, 25th of May.
For real?
My man is Gemini. I was born the next day. May.
That's crazy. Gemini's, dog.
I'm born May 26th.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, bro.
You don't really count.
That's always, that always been my number, bro. I always said by the year 2025, I'm going to be 21. 25 is my birthday, so it's like all that shit. I'm
that
like, yo,
was so perfect.
By the age of 25, that's really gonna, like, I'm gonna really be where I'm supposed to be.
Oh, you know,
that's where I'm.
Wow.
Like,
he gonna be good, bro. Don't
you see
worry
how he flipped that?
Said. He knows.
Like, yeah, he knows.
You see why?
No, I like it. For real. I like it. Now,
it's different, yo.
Yeah, it's made me forget what I was gonna say to you, but for you, for you, man,
that
you
shit said, crazy.
No, you said early on that you saw something as a young man that wanted you to be a part of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you have the team that you have, especially these two young men that we sit with right now, because they still young, man. He a vet, but he a baby too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do they bring to you? What do you feel? Are you checking any boxes? What's happening, man?
I'm checking, like, all boxes. I'm telling you, it's like,
how does it feel?
It's a progress, man. It's like, you know,
brag on your stable, man. All
right, so when I was My give you a little story. My uncle and my cousin, they had this thing called Three Wishes Entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. And they made me the president, and I was only 12.
Mm-hmm.
12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we went on Pod 99.
The CEO of this company is younger than that.
Okay.
But
we went on Pod 99. We opened up for Tyrese.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I went to this guy called Billy Kahn, a Jewish guy. His name is Billy Kahn. And he the one that found Britney Spears.
Mm, heavy.
And this is for Jive Records.
Heavy.
And I was only 12.
Mm.
So I'm up in the studio. I'm up in the studio and I'm like looking around like, holy moly. So then the next week we flew to Virginia and I was in Teddy Riley's studio.
Mm-hmm.
So when I met Teddy Riley, he had a studio next to his house. Had a studio next to his house, bro. And he had his all white Benz, and I was just sitting there and I was just looking at it.
That's everything when you that young. Studio right there, the grip. That's like next when you see a nigga game room in his mansion.
It's next to his house.
It's like, oh shit, I want mine just like this.
Benz. So I was like, I met Teddy Riley like within 2 weeks of me being a vice president of a company. I'm only a kid.
You young.
Bro, I'm only in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there like, yeah, this is like, I never tell this story because it's like, people are like, oh, how you know all these people? And
blah, 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 my cousin's pop used to landscape Grover Washington Jr., I think's crib. Yeah. And they used to go over there and dream. But go ahead.
Bro, so I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, yo, as I get older, I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to run shit. Like, I really want to, like, really make phone calls and be that boy. Like, yo, like, Book, I need you to go to Los Angeles to perform, and I'm not even there.
That's why
I'm somewhere else.
That's why you survived the neighborhood. You always had the personality to get along with most people.
Yeah. Connections is everything.
Trust me, we watched each other.
Even when when I was hustling a bag, I had everybody come to where I was at, and I had a police with there eating breakfast with me, and I'm buying them breakfast, and I'm exchanging work
situations
and money. Why the cops is right there, bro.
I've been in some of the situations.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And pay no attention.
And I made everybody get
along.
And
I take the money that I bought from the streets and buy them breakfast. And it's the law.
Yep, I used to buy them drinks. That was my situation.
But I always, you know, and then my uncles and my cousins.
And my man would be popping their girl. Anyway.
Yeah, but my uncles and my cousins and everything, they sit me down and we start playing chess and then I build a structure. And I know where to put people at and where the right time and everything is a timing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know where to put, like, Bookworm. I know where to put him at to make him successful. I know where to put Ree in a certain place, but not speed him up too fast so he'll crash.
I want
to
add like him to Ree record.
Yeah.
I want to add it. I want a P. Diddy a Ree record, but go ahead.
Yeah. So he won't crash. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know,
certain situations, I just don't do it. You know what I mean? He's underage, he can't drink, he can't smoke.
Sam, I want to see you, bro.
Hold up. Before you get to you, finish how they tie into, you said the beginning, but now since you have them, where we at? Don't let the tequila run away with you.
No. We're going to South by Southwest.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do something in March.
That's big?
Yeah, because the...
March, I just said September.
March the 1st. We doing this Glockaware thing with this
you doing that
this joint with the I forgot his name, but I seen him on the freestyle joint. He got a scratchy voice.
You talking about the DJ?
What's his name?
Who you talking about? I know exactly who you talking about. I'm
trying to call. Because we're Ray. I got a build.
Yeah.
We got a build. We got a show Ray.
Yeah. That's all you have to do is show.
He's got a show Ray. Put him in the spots.
No, that's all you have to do.
Yeah, I mean, and take right off.
Make sure the volume right.
Yeah, make sure the volume right. Yeah,
that's one thing, bro. Please, at these shows, if y'all are doing the sound for the shows, bro, please make sure the mic is in sync. Make sure it's right.
Hey, you got.
He will make it bleed.
Yo, but think about this too, though, because
and no vocals.
Sometimes these showcases don't have engineers that's mixing on the mixing board. So it's just DJs and speakers.
Yeah. We still work through this shit.
Sometimes it's somebody's brother with an aux cord.
Yeah, so it's just aux cord type shit. So it's like you gonna get there when you gonna get there.
Yeah.
So you know, I use from day one, I got a cheat code that nobody can even. Cause I've been through it all. Like I got cheat codes, man. I got a lot of cheat codes, bro. I just needed the artist so I can actually put them in a situation so I can be like, all right, cool, now I got it. It's like knowing all these bosses.
You got the glove.
You know what I'm saying? It's like knowing all these bosses.
You got the glove.
And you don't want to be with them.
Uh huh.
You know what I'm saying? But now I got the work. So now I got my own. So now I can bring it to them, mm-hmm. and now we can flourish.
Now we have purpose.
Yeah.
Now we have purpose that serves each other.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck with that, man. I appreciate you, brothers, man. I believe in everybody that's sitting at this table and have since I met all of y'all except Wiz. When I met Wiz, when I met you, we were so young, neither one of us knew if we was going to make 20.
Yo, you're not lying. You're not lying. I told you.
But when it comes to Bookworm, and I don't know if you noticed, I alluded to it earlier. I was at a comedy show, and Chris Cotton said, "Sammy, I need you to meet my artist." And he made us go outside in the cold. Might have been raining or snowing. And he said, "Bookworm, rap." And Worm...
Did I rap?
Nigga, did you rap?
He said Worm, he rapped the whole book.
Worm rapped so much, I rapped too. I said, "I'm going to give you some bars back. I got you, youngin." Because that was crazy. I appreciate that he just put you on the spot and you reacted. So I went and we had that moment. And what I realized was he was different and he was special. And I pulled up to Chris Cotton crib and we went in the studio in the back of the joint and all of that. And we fucked around when nothing got done. You know what I mean? And that's shortly after that, we lost Chris.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like one of them things where, like, I believed in the two of y'all since I met y'all. I've appreciated him since I met him.
Appreciate
I didn't have anything. We were still trying to figure it out.
I ain't know. You didn't even know. I didn't even deal with the music.
I didn't know you was trying to be the bull. I would have, if I'd have known that back, because I was managing A&R.
You were doing everything. Remember, I see you in South Street. I was like, yo, we throwing.
If
rapping.
I had,
if I, what the fuck is going on?
If we had Chris Cotton and Wiz together, bro,
it'd have been a monster.
I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now, bro.
I'd be good because they both fuck with me. I just want y'all to stay tight as a unit, and I want y'all to keep inspiring each other and keep inspiring people, because y'all all have a unique gift at that, is what I was kind of getting to.
Facts.
Like, it's not a thing, like when he say, yo, I identify sound, he identifies special.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? He identifies what cuts through.
Yeah.
No, because it's a lot of noise. If something cuts through, that's special.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Rihanna was special because nothing sounded like that.
Facts.
And then she grew that.
I take it like they be like, I sound like Kendrick and stuff like that. I take it, all right, I take it on channel. I might sound like one of the best that ever do it, right? But not just that. Stop trying to figure out who I sound like and what I sound like. Just come enjoy the show. Because if you're going to compare me to Kendrick, you got to play $200 plus to go see him.
How about this?
The show is crazy.
Let this be the last time any of y'all bring it up. Yeah. Only acknowledge it when it's brought to your forefront.
Exactly.
I'm tired.
And find out another reason to spin that. But anyway, we out of here, man. Had a ball with y'all. Appreciate y'all. My soundboard is dead because we done burnt it out. You know what I mean?
And it don't cut off.
Yeah, man. It's over. Man.
Good show.
Get it right. Get it right. Get it. Out of
done took a six pack on tour. Whole vibe shift from the front door. Shit bit brighter, not the one boy. Talk to me nicely, ain't the one to come for. Ain't the one to stare at. Just speak, never fear that. If you geek, they gon' clear that. And all that guy you talking can't hear that. Now where's the act, who's she? Everywhere smoky, like the movie. Fly day, er day, groovy. She 5 feet away, suddenly groupie. Heat seeking, get off my neck. Whole convo, what we could do next. Put that hot box on ice. I mean respectfully, y'all came to get right. Get it right.
Up north, get right. Down south, get right. Midwest, get right. West coast, get right. Up north, get right. Down south, get right. Midwest, get right. West coast, get right.
Can't you get a check, get lit. I mean drunk, real shit. Raise a bottle if you feel this. Or felt it, coach, bench him, he's melting. Your man Sammy a pro, I just drink mo. See my reflection, think mo. Peek around my section, drink mo. You know it's time to go when all the bottles flip. Driver pop the trunk, I got another beer. Backwood on my lip and another twist. If they think I'm loco, can't fuck with this. Trouble type, I think they the bubble type. Can't get right if only for one night. If this is life, I'd be damned if Sam is gonna get right.
Up north, get right. Down south, get right. Midwest, get right. West coast, get right. Up north, get right. Down south, get right. Midwest, get right. West coast, get right.
Get right. Get right.